Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. This week, we're starting off talking about a resolution passed by Otero County commissioners regarding housing migrants in the county. Can you share with us what exactly happened at that meeting?
Two out of the three commissioners voted to pass this resolution, which basically says we as a county, we as taxpayers will not pay to house these migrants and asylum seekers. The basis for that resolution is that they feel that it is a federal issue. It is up to those agencies, mainly the United States Border Patrol and other agencies in charge of the asylum seekers, to find a way to house these people. So it's become a question for the county of what would we like to do if we are asked to do this, because as listeners should keep in mind, that request has not been made of Otero County. So this is a preliminary step with the expectation that it might come to that given the growing number of asylum seekers coming across the New Mexico border.
Okay, Jessica, we'll stay updated with that. Now I want to move on and talk about something that you're running from the Las Cruces Sun News. It's a report on bounce houses. What can you share?
The New Mexico Regulation and Licensing Department is asking anyone, well, everyone in every community in the state, to be aware of unlicensed carnival rides and bounce house operators. So the number of injuries being reported has apparently gone up, but they're cautioning people to just make sure if you're hiring one of these operators that they have their license. Now, if you need a way to double check that, you can call 505-476-4853. And when you ask these operators for the licenses, they're obliged to show them to you. So just be very careful who you do business with.
May is Mental Health Month. What at your paper are you running regarding this month?
So we had a wonderful op-ed by Maureen Schmidl. She's the health promotion specialist in Otero County. And Maureen reminded us that May is Mental Health Awareness Month and that we should all be looking for ways to help those in our community who might need assistance. One of those is the peer-to-peer warm line. It's a talk or text line that allows those who need help to connect with somebody. So that number is 855-466-7100. You can also find help online at nmcrisisline.com. Again, nmcrisisline.com. If you are in need of help or you know someone who is in need of help, don't be shy about reaching out.
Also, this weekend, Burritoso Downs is set to open.
So 2 weeks ahead of time, we added an extra 2 weeks to the racing season at Ruidoso Downs this year. Everyone is invited out May 10th. The Downs has undergone some renovations that will be very pleasing to visitors. And then on top of that, that day will feature the Maiden Stakes race. These are for horses that have not won, who've run well but have not won a race. And adding an extra 2 weeks to the racing season extends it to 17 weeks. And according to owners, there will be some sort of family-friendly event happening every weekend. So everyone's invited out May 10th to Ruidoso Downs Racetrack and Casino. And we look forward to the upcoming season.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for updating us on Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.